To hear that really well. He says, the shining and glittering brilliance of the holy, happy, healing instant, which will literally blind you to your fear, blind you to this world. In other words, you just won't be able to see your worry. You won't be able to see lack. You won't be able to see depression. You won't be able to see anger. You literally will be as blind to fear and pain and conflict as you are now blind to complete peace, abundance, and freedom. Like right now, the complete peace, abundance, and freedom, and unconditional love. Sounds good. I don't see it. But I sure see a whole lot of fear, broken in two by periods in which it seems to be gone.
And you go to moving.
Right? Right?
Yeah.
So, you're going to experience something through another person in your life that is going to literally be so brilliant, so blinding in its love, that you won't be able to even see the world of fear anymore.
Cool. That'd be way cool.
He said, here it is. Right there in the next sentence. And here it is. All in this instant. Here it is. All in this instant. Complete, accomplished, and given totally. It's happening in this instant. But we don't see it. But we will. That's what it said at the very beginning. But you will. I'm excited. I'm excited. Okay, now this last paragraph tells you how to practice it, how to do it. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
It says, start now to practice your little part in separating out the healing instant. You will receive very specific instructions as you go along. You will receive very specific instructions as you go along. You will receive very specific instructions. You will receive very specific instructions. As you go along, you will receive very specific instructions. So what's going to happen? You are going to get very specific instructions on how to learn to separate out this single second. We are going to be given very specific instructions and how to just single out one just little second that we release to God. Isn't it true? I've been on this spiritual path for 30 years just to give a second. We're going to be given very specific instructions about how to give a single second to our healing and our happiness forever. He says to learn to single out this single second and to experience this single second as never ending. That's timeless. To learn to separate out this single second is to begin to experience yourself, begin to experience yourself as not separate. You're learning. In other words, it's just a second where you begin to experience yourself as not separate. In that second, you can experience the shining and glittering brilliance that will literally blind you to the world of fear. If you would just separate out a second of just not experiencing yourself as different for a second, fear not that you will not be given help in this. Don't be afraid that you won't be given some help. Don't be afraid that you won't be given help. Don't be afraid that you won't be given help. Don't be afraid that you got to do this all by yourself. Don't be afraid that you will be not given help. I like that. God's teacher and God's lesson will support your strength. So your inner guide will support your strength. Spirit will support your strength. Love will support your strength. God will support your strength. It is only your weakness that will depart from you in this practice. It is only your weakness that will leave from you. In this practice of one single second of seeing yourself as not different will cause all of your weakness to depart from you. Because every time you give yourself just a second of not feeling yourself as separate and different, it's practicing the power of God in you. So if you want to practice the power of love in you, practice just for a second not feeling separate or different from anyone around you. Just practice for a second not feeling like you are lesser than or greater than anyone around you. For just a second, don't see yourself as having anything about you that's not perfect. For just a second, see yourself as completely okay. For just a second, see yourself as not having a problem, nothing being wrong with you, not damaged in any way. If you could do that for just a second, you'd be practicing the power of God.
Wow.
In you. Use it, but for one instant. If you will use the power of not seeing yourself as different for just one instant, if you just not see yourself as different and fearful and alone and insecure for just one instant, you will never deny it again. Who can deny the presence of what the universe bows to in appreciation and gladness? Before the recognition of the universe that witnesses to love, your doubts must disappear. Before the recognition, I love this. Before the recognition of the universe witnessing it back to you, your doubts must disappear, because the whole universe is going to be witnessing back your perfection to you. The whole universe is going to be witnessing back, reflecting back to you your total perfection. The whole universe is going to be a witness to your perfection. The whole universe is going to start showing you just how loving you are. The whole universe is going to start showing you just how beautiful you are. The whole universe is going to start showing you just how free you are. The whole universe is going to start witnessing to you just how abundant you are. The whole universe is going to start witnessing to you how peaceful you are. The whole universe is going to start witnessing back to you how safe you are. The whole universe is going to start witnessing back to you how powerful you are. And your doubts must disappear.
Wow.
So I'm gonna stop here. Yeah. All right, y'all. Hey, so when we're doing that, who are we acknowledging?
Ourselves.
Remember, just one second of not seeing me as different from you, and recognizing the appreciation you give me is the appreciation you're giving yourself, and the appreciation I give you is the appreciation I give myself. Just one second of that is practicing the power of love and the power of God. That's practicing the mechanics of happiness.
One second, God, I ought to be able to do that.
Thank you for sharing with me and with Unity Temple. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Holy Spirit, I want to be a witness. I want to be a witness.
Oh, yeah.
Right, absolutely. And David does a prosperity class on Wednesday night. I don't want to be walking by myself. You're a leader or follower, you're walking by yourself. You're not walking beside anybody. Okay, so I'm going to say this to you. Just relax. Feel complete.
shout it out.
See you next time.